The Truth About These Strange Times, written by Adam Folds and read by Colin Moody. Saul and Howard descended together. Les and Barbara, who had been talking in the hall, stopped. They looked up at Howard, and he saw in their eyes a kind of tense sincerity in which was visible their fear at the decision they had taken, but a definite determination for it to work. Not more scared than he was, that was for sure. He smiled desperately while his hands looked for something to do, grasping each other behind his back, then into his pockets, then by his sides, then one up on the wall, then a two-handed adjustment of his glasses. What was he doing there, in their home? There was an answer, obviously, but right then he couldn't remember it. The house seemed huge. In his room, to which he quickly fled to unpack and settle himself in, he couldn't even hear their voices downstairs. He opened the fat, noisy latches of his mother's suitcase and hung his wrinkled clothes in the wardrobe, then put up a photograph of his mother, her sacred heart and rosary, along with the one ornament of hers that he had kept, the life belt souvenir from Blackpool. The school photograph of himself he put in a drawer. At the bottom of his suitcase, he came to the one dress of his mother's that he'd brought with him. Not a nice dress, but one he clearly remembered her wearing. Actually, it must have been that same time in Blackpool. Red and gold paisley on a white background. A summer dress. He touched the fabric with his fingertips. He thought that although this wardrobe was nothing like her, maybe if he hung the dress in it, well, she'd be there in a way. So he did, and looked at it and thought about it, then leaned his forehead against its unfamiliar resonance and whispered to her where he was and how everything was fine, trying to believe it through his tiredness, clinging to the tilted surface of this new place. The days ahead were unimaginable. And what about when they found out who he was and what he'd done? What then?